Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etshelah. We're now in the fourth parak of Masechet Tamid, and we are going to cover this entire parak, Mishnah and Gemara, in one podcast. We'll first read all of the Mishnayot, just following the order the way the editors have it here, and then all of the Gemara. Lo yukuf tin datle elama akidinoto. They wouldn't tie up the tle, the lamb for the Tamid, fully, totally tied up, but rather do an akedah. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. Mishazachu be'evarim ha'chazinbo, and the fellows who had the honor of bringing up the evarim to the Mizbeach who won the lottery would hold him. Chachaya kedato, and how was he held? Rosho l'darom, he'd be facing south. Remember, on the north side of the Mizbeach. Fanav l'marav, they turn his head to face the Mikdash on the west. Vashochet omed mizrach, and the shochet would stand east of him, fanav l'marav, facing west. There's some Girsa issues, but this seems to be correct. In the morning, they would shecht him on the northwest corner of the Mizbeach, Haltabachni, on the second ring in. Shalbein Harbaim, the rings that would hold the, that were in the ground, that would hold the animal. Shalbein Harbaim, Nishchat Al-Kerem Mizrachit Tzvonit. In the afternoon, the Korban was held on the northeast side. Also in the second ring in. So the fellow who did the Shechita did that. The guy who did Kabbalah Tadam did that. And then he would walk to the northeast corner of the Mizbeach. Remember, he didn't have to go up on the Sovev because the Dam of the Olah goes on the lower half of the Mizbeach. So he'd put it on the west, east side and on the north side. Now, that could have been a smear straight across, like Shmuel says, or two flicks, like Rav says. Maravitromit, and then he would go around to the other corner, diagonal, and put it on those corners, then Marava Daroma, and Sharadama Shafecha Yisod Daromit, and the Shirayim would go into the Yisod that was on the south side next to the Kevesh. Loaya Shover Betoregel, now flaying it, he wouldn't break the leg. Elonok Vobitoha Gubo, he'd make a hole right near the knee, Vitolebo, and then hang it up there. He'd flay it all the way until the chest. When he got to the chest, chatach the rosh, to cut off the head, and gave it to the first Aver guy, the guy who had the head. Chatach the crime, then he cut off the bottom of the forelegs, the feet. Tanan lemisha zachaban, gave him to those, the guy who got that. Then he finished flaying it. He cut the heart and got all the blood out of there. Chatach the adayim, and then he cut off the front legs. Tanan lemisha zachaban. And whoever got them, the merit of putting them up. Then he went to the right back leg. He gave it to him. The two testes went with that. Then he turned the animal open, and it's all open in front of him. Now, there were certain fats, and he'd wrap it around the place where the animal had been shechted under its neck to cover it. He took the innards, and gave it to him, so the fellow should wash them off before bringing them up. They would take the stomach and wash it off in the Beit HaMedichin where they'd wash it. Umedichin ota kol tzorkah, they'd wash it as much as needed. Kirbayim medichin otan shosh pamim miyutan. At the very least, they would wash the kirbayim three times. Al shulchanot shel shayish, on the marble table, shevet amudim. And as I mentioned in the last parak, we'll now find out why they were marble. Natal tasakin, he took a knife, he frish tareya min hakaved, he'd separate the lungs from the liver, the etzba kaved, which may be the gallbladder min hakaved, from the liver, v'lo hayam mezizam koma, he wouldn't move it from there, lokeva tachazeon tanam lish zachaba, then he would cut their chest and give it to the guy who got that to bring up. Adofen yimanit, he went to the right side of the animal, ayachotech v'yored adashid, right, cut until he got to the, cut across until he got to the spine. He wouldn't touch that. Until he got to between two little very thin ribs. He would cut that side off and give it to the guy who got the right side. And the kaved was hanging from there. He'd come to the gullet. He had little ribs on each side. He gave that to whoever got the ribs. The gullet, the inners. And the entire respiratory system, as it were, pulmonary system, is hanging from there, which is the windpipe, the heart, and the lungs are hanging off of it. He came to the now to the left wall of the animal, the side of the animal. And again, two small ribs above, two small ribs below. Chachem neyach mechavrita. Same thing as the other one. Imtzam neyach shtayim shtayim ilamala. And there was two on each one above, two on each one below, shtayim shtayim ilamata. And it's a total of eight. Chatachan talam hashiz a chabad. He gave it to whoever got that. Vashidraiman. The spine was with that. Vatchol taluiba. And the spleen was hanging from there. Vyaita gedola. And this was called the big side. Elishayimin korin gedola. This is really the bigger side, but the right one was called Dola Shakavet Tliyaba, because the liver was hanging there. Baal Oketz, then he got to the tail of the animal. Chatachon Tanol Mishas Achaba, I gave it to him. Hayav Etzba Kaved, Ushtay Klayotimo. And the fatty part of the tail, and this maybe gallbladder, and the two kidneys go with that. Now, Tata Rego Asmalit, then he took the back left leg. Chatachon Tanol Mishas Achaba, I gave it to the guy who got it. Imtsu Kulan Umdim Beshurav Evarim Biyadam. Everybody's standing in line, and they're all holding their Evarim. Harishon Barosh Regal, the first guy has the head, Harosh Pimino on the right hand, Chotmo Klapez Ro, the nostrils are facing towards his arm, facing in, Karnav Ben Espotav, the horns are coming through his fingers, Beit Shchitat Tomei Lamalan, and the Beit Hashchita is above, so his head is upside down, Vapeder Natuna Leha, the fat is covering that Beit Hashchita. Haregel Sheyimin Bismolo, the right back leg is in his left hand, Uveit Oran Lachutz, the part that's got the skin on it is on the outside. Hasheni, the second guy, b'shtei adayim, has the two forelegs. Shemin b'yino, so small b'spolo, the right in his right hand, left in his left hand. Veitor alachutz, again, the skin on the outside. Ashtoshiba oketz of a regal, the third guy had the tail and the right back leg. Oketz b'yino, was aliyam dudel ben espotav. He had the tailbone in his right hand with the tail hanging out between his fingers. V'espakoe d'shtei kliotimo, and that gallbladder and the kidneys hanging from there. Haregosh small bispolo on the left back leg in his left hand. Ubeit around the chutz, again the skin to the outside. Harvi'i b'chazev v'gira, the fourth guy was carrying the chest and the gullet. Achazev v'mino v'gira bispolo in the right and the left. Sotav ben shtei espotav, and the ribs are coming out between his fingers. Chamishi b'shtei tfanot. Fifth guy had both tfanot. Shemin v'mino, shosmol bispolo, right and right, left and left. Ubeit around the chutz. Ashishi b'kavar mitonim b'bezech. The sixth guy had the kidney innards, but they were in a cup. He's the only guy not holding it. Kriyim al-gaber milamala, and the feet were on top of that. Ha-shvi'i b'solet, the seventh guy is bringing up the flour. Shmini v'chavitim, the eighth guy is bringing up the cakes. Ha-tshi'i b'yayna, the ninth guy is bringing up the wine. Ha-chu untanum mi-chatzi kevesh ulamata baravo, they bring it up and put it on the lower half of the kevesh on the west side. Machum v'yardu, they salted them. And then they went down. They went to Lishkat HaGazit, back to Lishkat HaGazit, now for the purpose of saying Shema, which we'll get to in the next parak. Okay. The first thing is that the Mishnah mentioned Akedah. So it's Yad Varegal Kagidat Yitzchak Ben Avraham, meaning one foreleg with one back leg and the other with the other, just like Yitzchak was at the Akedah. Loikov Tino Tatleb Maitama, why wouldn't they tie up the Tlay in a normal fashion? Rafuna Rav Chista, Charamar Mishum Bizyon Kodshim, he says it's degrading somehow for Kodshim to be like that. Charamar Mishum Demahalach Chukei Amim, that was a pagan way of doing it, so we don't do it. So my Benayu, what's the difference? Benayu the Kafti Bishurai, if you used silk to tie him, which means there's no, not degrading. Inami Butsa Davar, you used golden reeds. Now, Tranatam, we have a Mishnah in the Shkalim Shloshei Shochanot Mikdash. There were eight tables in the Mikdash that were out there in Beit HaMikdash on the north side that were marble. Shalehem Dichinat HaKurban, that's where they would wash the innards. And Shnayim Marala Shal Kevesh, another two on the west side of the Kevesh. Echad Shal Shayish V'Echad Shal Kesef, one marble, one silver. Shal Shayish Not Nimitei Varim, the marble one is where they put the limbs. V'Al Shal Kevesh Klei Sharet, that's where they put the Kilim. Uva'ulam, that's 10 so far. Uva'ulam, Mishnayim b'fim ha'petach habayit. There's two on the inside as soon as you walk in. Echad shel, should be shayish. Echad shel zahav. One is marble, the other was gold. Al shel shayish, not nim lechem ha'panim v'chitzatan. They put the lechem ha'panim on the marble one on the inside, on the way in. Al shel zahav b'tziyatan, on gold on the way out. At least that's the Gerson Menachot in the same Mishnah. This is where the principle comes. You go up in Kedushah, so you go up from marble or silver to gold. And there was the golden table inside, of course, the Shulchan. That's where the Lechem HaPanim was. Okay, now, that's the Mishnah. So now, since this is a royal place, why did they make marble tables? Let them make them silver or gold. And now we get the answer to the question, because it boils. If it's outside and it's a sunny day, then the hot metal will cook the limbs. Therefore, you need to have marble, which is cool. Okay, Shashacha Nishchata Kermis Ochit Tzfonit. We said that the morning tamid was shechted on the northeast corner. Menani Mili, why is this? Rav Chista Demar Kwa Shnaim Layom. There's two per day, but two for the day, meaning Kenegar Ayom, meaning they have to face the day. So the morning, it's in the west, facing the east, and in the afternoon, it's the east, facing the setting sun in the west. Tamiyachi Shnaim Layom Kenegar Ayom. Atalmer Kenegar Ayom Eno Lachavat Ayom. Maybe Shnaim Layom just means two per day. So we already have Rechavat Ayom Amur. It already covers the obligation. What is Shnaim Layom? Kenegar Ayom. Kitzad Rishashachar Nishchat HaKiron Tzfonit Maravit. Altabat Shniyah. V'ashoben Arvayim Nishchat HaKiron Tzfonit Maravit. Altabat Shniyah. Okay. Now we have this very long Agadah. So Alexander smoked on Zikneah Negev. This evidently when Alexander of Macedonia, Alexander the Great, was on his way down to conquer Gaza, on his way to Egypt. So he met some of Zikneah Negev. This is, of course, kidding. We have no idea their names, and it's way before the Tanaitic era, so we don't know who they are. And he asked them 10 questions. Amar Lahen. So the first question was, Min Hashamayim La'aretz V'chalka Mizrach L'Marav. Which is further, from heaven to earth or from east to west? Amrulo Mizrach L'Marav, the east to west. Teida, what's the proof? Shere Chama B'Mizrach HaKom Yistaklin Ba. When the sun is in the east, everybody can look at it. Chama B'Marav, when the sun is in the west, HaKom Yistaklin Ba, everybody can look at it. I'm sorry, but when it's up on top of the sky, and I'm coming to clean by. The notion is that when it's in the west or the east, it's very far away, so it's safe to look at. But when it's high up, straight up, and they're imagining an arc where the sun is following sort of the top of the heavens. Chachomim omrim, but they disagreed and said, Zev ezek echad shavin. They're all the same, Shenemar. Ki gvar shamayim al-aretz, ki yuchik menu apshayinu, ki yuchok menu zvachim al-arav. God made our pchataim distant as distant from us as the heavens from the earth or the east from the west. Which means v'ichad minayu nafish, if one of them was greater than the other, then nichtov tavayu ki ahu nafish, then write them both per the longer one, the bigger one. So it must be that they're the same. So if that's the case, so why does nobody look at the sun when it's straight up? Not because it's closer, but mishum dekai lahedya, because it's there clearly without any block. Nothing's covering it, which indeed is the case when the sun is at a horizon. There's lots of other things interfering that makes it easier to look at. Okay, Marlon, second question. Shamayim nivru tchila o aretz, which is created first, heaven or earth? But shamayim nivru tchila shnemar b'reshit bara elohim shamayim et aretz. That's easy. The Torah says shamayim then aretz. Marlon, or nivru tchila o choshech. So then he asked, which is created first, light or dark? Amrulo milta da in laptar. They said, we have no solution for that. So v'neimru lo choshech nivru tchila, why don't they answer from the next pasuk? And then, the answer is, if you remember from Chagiga, we're not allowed to inquire as to what happened before creation, or what's going to happen after the end of the world, what's above, what's below, and so they didn't want to go into that with him. So why did they give an answer to the previous question about Shemaim before Aretz? The answer is, Mikarasa required Me'almud HaKashayel. They thought it was just a one-time question. In other words, he was just asking about that, so they could get answered. Kevin Chazal to Kahad Shoya, when they saw him asking more, Savri, lo neimole, we can't tell him. Because then he'll ask all of those troubling questions. Amalahem, Eidin Mitkari Chacham. So then he asked them the following questions, away from metaphysics, to ethics. What is a wise person? Amalahem, he's a Chacham, Haroe et Hanolad. He who can see what the outcome of things will be. So what's a gibor? Amrulah is a gibor. You're familiar with this from the fourth parak of Perkei Avot in the first Mishnah. Someone who conquers his own instincts. Ashir, what's a wealthy person? Of course, he sees himself as all three of those. Somebody's happy with his lot. What should a person do and live? Amrulah yamitatzvo. He should kill himself, meaning he should deprive himself. So he has a small appetite and doesn't have great needs, and he'll live. So he asked them now, sort of ironically, so if you're supposed to kill yourself, as it were, in order to live, so what do you do to die? Give yourself a good life, which means live luxuriously and live the life of Riley, and then you'll kill yourself. How do you get people to like you? Don't be friendly with the government. Interesting. I got a better solution. You should be friendly with the government and do nice things for people. Get them favors. The next question was, is it better to live on land or on sea? It's better to live on land. All the sailors don't feel comfortable until they get onto land. Which of you is the wisest? We're all the same. Everything you asked us, I'll give you the same answer. So why are you so opposed to me? No, the Satan just got the best of us here. Meaning we don't mean anything against you. So I'll kill you. I'm the king. You are the king, and you have the rule, and it's not appropriate for a king to lie. Evidently, he had promised them before this whole thing that he would protect them and not hold them accountable for what they said. He put royal purple on them. He put golden jewels around their neck. So he told them a story. He said, I want to go to Africa. Amrle, indeed, that was his direction. Lamatsirazat, you can't go there. The Paske Arichoshech, the mountains of darkness are in the way. Amrle, lo sagiro lozilna, I have to go. I'm tuhachim shanin lachu. That's why I asked you, Elamai Avid. So what should I do to be able to get there? Amrle, aiti chamri lubai. So take some Libyan donkeys, as Chacham advised him. The Parshi Bahavra. You can make it in the dark. Va'aiti kibori dematni, and you bring some ropes, v'kata v'hai gisa. The chiatit knocked at begavayu, so that they can you can tie it to the mountain when you go into this tunnel or whatever way. Va'ati la'atrach, and then you can bring it'll bring you back, sort of like Hansel and Gretel with ropes. So Abarhachi va'azal matalu machozer chule nashi. He didn't, and he came out on the other side to a city that was all women. By the way, Abar krava dayu. He wanted to go to war. Amrulei, they said to me, katala ikaltatlan. If you kill us, yomu nashi katal. They're just going to say you killed women. If we kill you, ha ha ha, they'll say he's the king who kills women. So they, he said, bring us bread. So they brought him golden bread on a golden table. He said, who eats golden bread? You really wanted bread? You didn't have no bread where you were. You did all this trouble to come here for bread? Kinafik Va'ati is when he left the town, he wrote on the gates of the city, An Alexander Smokton, I, Alexander of Macedonia, Haveti Shatya, Adatetanam Dinat Afriki Dineshaya, I was a fool until I came to this women's town in Africa. Yavit Eitzam Dineshaya, I learned many things from these women. Kishakil Va'ati, when he came back, Yati Vahumayana, he was sitting at a spring. Ka'achal Nama, he was eating bread. Abiyadei Guldani de Milcha, he had some salted fish in his hands. Bahadin Machavilu, he washed them off in the spring. Nafabu Recha. He had a wonderful smell came out of there. Amashmamina Yena Migan Edenati. This spring must go all the way to Gan Eden. Hiramishaka Mihanu Maya Tarba Api, or maybe he took some of the water and splashed it on his face. Either way, he came to the conclusion that this spring goes to Gan Eden. So he could Amri Idli Kule. Or he went all the way in until he came to the door of Gan Eden. Rama Kola, he raised his voice. Pitchuli Baba, open up the gates. Amrulei Zashal Adonai Tzadikim Yavovo. You can't come in. This is for Tzadikim. Lon Anunami Malcha Anami King. Me'achshav Chashivna. Important. Havuli Midi. Give me something. Havuli Gugol Tachara. So they gave him a skull. So he took all of his gold and silver in one side and weighed it against the skull. And it still wasn't as much. The skull weighed more. So he asked the rabbis again, my high. Amri gugalta de ena de bistra vidama. This is flesh and blood. Skull. Deloka sava. Man is never satisfied by what he wants. So it's so heavy. How do you know that? Shakli clearly offer makasi. So they said, here's what you do. Take some dirt and cover it up. Lata takla, then you'll be able to weigh it. It won't waste much. Tehtiv sho'ova vadan lotisbana. Because Hades is never satiated. So once you put dirt on it, it's like he's buried, then it'll be stopped. And indeed, that's what happened. So now we have two little pieces here to conclude this. Tanur Eliyahu, Gehenim l'malam in Arkia. Gehenim is above the sky. Or maybe it's on the other side of these mountains of darkness. Tanur Rabbi Chia, kol asik b'Torah b'layla, Shechina kenegdo. If somebody studies Torah at night, then the Shechina is facing him. Shemar kumi roni b'layla, l'rosh ashmurot, shivchi kamayim libech, nochach p'nei Adonai. Pour out your heart at night, facing God. So God is facing you. Of course, we know this from Rabbi Lazar and Shem Rabbi Hanina. Here is Rabbi Lazar and Azariah. And evidently, this is brought to say how to show how the Chachamim were able to somehow pacify Alexander, so that Alexander ended up having this wonderful relationship with the Jews, as we know, and indeed the most popular Greek name in throughout Jewish history given to Jewish boys is Alexander. We will pick it up in the next podcast, our final podcast of Masechet Tamid. We're going to cover Prakim, Hei, Vav, and Zion together. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.